here to see Barry Allen.
As a reporter in Sitka, Barry Allen is the guy I call when I need information on something I've read in the police blotter. He always makes an attempt at sharing what he can.
Hey, how's it going?
Come on in.
Thanks. You know, I realize I never know whether to call you just Barry or Lieutenant Allen.
Barry works fine. I'm not that formal.
He's 51 years old, and he's worked for Sitka PD for 25 years.
I've had half my life here, you know.
Today is his last day. Allen and his wife are leaving Sitka and heading north towards Nenana.
We've got a little room and we've got a house up there, and we're going to work on that, you know. And I'm just kind of kicking back and doing whatever for a little while.
That will be an interesting transition, I imagine.
It will be. I'm going from a very structured environment to being left on my own, so I guess it's up to my wife to kind of keep me in line from here on out.
He's been the operations lieutenant in Sitka for the last 10 years.
The operations lieutenant supervises the jail, dispatch, animal control, parking, investigations, and patrol. I've held pretty much every position on the law enforcement side of the department since I've been here.
So he's seen a lot, specifically how the issues have changed. He says at the moment it's meth and heroin addiction. In the past, he's seen streaks of burglaries. He says sometimes there's a disconnect between what he feels should be addressed and what the community actually cares about.
You know, there can be two completely different perspectives on the world, and that's where getting to know people is important, because you need that feedback. Otherwise, you're kind of missing the point.
Allen says it took him 25 years to learn how to be approachable. He's gotten to know families across several generations, and the effort has paid off, especially when working with prosecutors.
So you can provide context and a connective thread to fill in the whole picture of what...
Exactly, to try to fill in the whole picture. Because, you know, a criminal case is just a microcosm of what may be going on with that family or that person. Most people that get in trouble in Sitka are not really truly bad people. They've made a mistake, or some other set of circumstances has caused them to react to something in some particular way.
Have they hired a replacement for you?
Yes, they have. His name's Jeff Ankerfeld, and he'll be on board on June 2nd.
Do you have any words of advice for your replacement, how to be successful in this job?
Get to know the community.
While this is the end of his law enforcement career in Sitka, he's not finished with law enforcement altogether. Allen says he might like to pursue forensic photography, but for now, he'll see how it feels to kick back. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.